Welcome into the Safeguard Podcast. I am outnumbered.
Matt, can we please change the subject?
At Safeguard, we want to be versatile. We want to help in every way that we can and not just in one certain area or one certain product. We want to be holistic planners for you. A good agent or advisor should provide you good information regardless of whether they sell you something.
It is so frustrating that people are penalized for making a mistake when the government doesn't do anything to educate them.
Honestly, shouldn't it just be about helping people? Listen to this. 33% of men and 43% of women have no life insurance at all. That doesn't even count the people that don't have enough.
Insurance has the power to change people's lives.
You have got to be sure that you educate yourself before you make major decisions. Honestly, I couldn't imagine not being a Safeguard at this point. Hey guys, welcome back in to Outnumber the Podcast. We're excited to be back for week three. Oh yeah, I forgot. By the way, I've got my fingernails painted. For those of you watching on YouTube or some of our other channels or whatever, our daughters painted my fingernails and toenails. I hadn't removed it yet. So anyway, if you see my hands looking goofy while I'm talking, that's why. If you're listening, you wouldn't have known the difference. But anyway, I was looking at the screen. I was like, oh yeah. So anyway, we're excited about week three. Fired up and ready to go. And a lot is kind of going on in the insurance world as well as the world overall. And so we'll talk about a couple of those things to lead off. But just so you know what we're talking about today, we're each going to give you five tips of things we wish our clients knew. Okay, so we're really excited about that. We want to let you behind the veil a little bit. Just things that maybe insurance agents would like their clients to know. And maybe the insurance agents that see it will be like, yeah, I agree. Yeah. But anyway, we're really excited.
If this is your first time tuning in, I'm Stephanie McKay.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Matt McKay, my husband. We are Safeguard Insurance.
We are people. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Our names are somewhat important. I'm Matt. She's Stephanie. Yeah. Whatever, sorry. My bad. So anyway, as far as our Safeguard scoop of the week, really interesting news coming out. If you don't know, I'm a football guy, but there was a big health insurance scandal that came out. Stephanie, why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
So, originally, a couple people got caught in 2019, and it was just a few people here and there, but now 15 former NFL players have pleaded guilty to this $4 million health insurance fraud, and they're looking at, several of them are looking at a minimum of 10 years in prison and having to pay back restitution. And the one that is believed to be the original person who started the idea and who started bringing people in is looking at possibly 50 years in prison.
Unbelievable.
And I'm...
Was that Clinton Portis?
I thought it was with an M, like McClure or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not as good with football names. But I think Portis was one of the ones that's looking at 10 years. But basically what happened was these guys were putting in fraudulent requests for reimbursements, and they were getting prescription drugs that they weren't even getting, but they were reimbursing it like they were. And they were reimbursing equipment and all. I believe the one you mentioned, Portis, I think he got about $100,000 off of this. And another one of the guys that was a pretty big name in the NFL during his day got about $150,000. Mm-hmm. And the ringleader, I believe, he received like millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And he was he was bringing guys in and he was getting kickbacks off of what they were reimbursing. And it was this whole scam that they had going on, and they were caught. And now they're being faced with restitution and prison time, and it's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. It just shows the importance of doing things right and being on the up and up.
Right. And it actually the original filing came from the state of Kentucky, which is where we were from. So it kind of stood out to us in multiple ways. Yeah. Robert McCune was the guy that supposedly made about $2.5 million for putting it all together. And then other big names that I noticed, Clinton Portis, who was a pro bowler, I think, for the Broncos. I noticed Joe Horn was another name that I recognized. Antoine Odom, Carell Buckhalter. These are not just anonymous names that were on a practice squad that were drawing off of some kind of pension thing.
Yeah, they were. A lot of them were on Washington. A lot of them were on the same team as the original ringleader. But some of them came from other teams as well. It was it was a big deal. These people were looking at jail for this scam.
But basically they were the premise behind it was they were stealing money from the NFL's pension for basically uncovered medical expenses.
Yeah.
So they would file, oh, I had this, you know, this big rehab machine that I had to buy, or I had to, you know, I had all this treatment and rehab. And
but they weren't receiving the treatment or rehab.
So, it's crazy during these times. You think that things like that are not possible, but it still happens. And also people think they're not going to get caught, you know, especially people that are famous that people are going to have their eyes on. It blows my mind that they thought that they could forever get away with it. They only lasted a few years and got caught. So.
Well, a couple of them originally had went to trial, and then when they got into trial, ended up with hung juries, and they were supposed to retrial, so they just ended up pleading guilty. And I think that they get lesser charges for a plea deal kind of thing. Then if they go to trial, they could get more charges through trial.
Right.
It's a big deal, guys.
It's a multi-million dollar famous people in the NFL. It's crazy. So you know what? Do the right thing. You know,
always do the right thing.
You know, you might think it's not a big deal, or I'm trying to get ahead. I didn't realize that I could have jail time. Yeah, you can if you're taking money, if you're getting dirty money, all that kind of stuff. It's a big deal. Don't get caught in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit in last week's episode about defrauding an insurance company. It is a big deal, and it's not something people should do on any level, no matter if you're famous or just a normal person.
Right. So the other thing that we would be remiss not to mention is 9/11. That just happened Saturday. You know, it's the 20th anniversary. I know there were some really cool tributes at football games and stuff like that and everything over the weekend. And anyway, we just to be kind of quick, because we took a little longer on that other, but certainly we want to pay our respect. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, I think that was the first time that we really thought of firefighters and police officers and first responders as heroes. You know, in terms of like really thinking of them as truly heroes, you know, they put their lives on the line and went in there, and some of them died because they just kept going back. And it was just a horrible day. I was in sixth grade, and I don't know, it just took a while to sink in. I didn't really get it. You know, I was old enough to understand it, but it didn't feel like it was real. So...
Yeah, I was in sixth grade too. I remember I was, we came in from recess. It was at the end of the day. They waited all day. Nobody had said anything.
Really?
And then they came over the intercom and they said, "Teachers, please turn your TV on to this channel." And, you know, everybody turned it on. I was in English class. And they showed the building, the second tower being hit and all. And it was obviously, this is after it had already happened. We didn't watch it live. It was playback. And I remember just being like, I had no idea where it was. I didn't know what the Twin Towers were or where it was. And I'm like, okay, I see, like, this, I understand that this is, I don't even know if I understood that it was intentional at the time. I thought maybe it was an accident or something. I didn't understand at the time. But I didn't know where the buildings were even. So I had to go home and ask my mom, like, hey, they put this on the TV today, and I don't really know what happened. And my mom sat down and explained where it was and what had happened and why. And it was kind of that first, like, realization, like, oh my gosh, this was on purpose. Like, all these people died, and it was intentional.
We were a little different. I think we turned it on right after the first attack. And I don't remember exactly how it happened, but we all got into one of the rooms with a TV, and we had two classrooms in one class looking at it, and we just watched it for probably a couple hours, and just couldn't believe it. And it, as the story was developing, at first they didn't know if it was on purpose, if it was an accident. And then the second one comes in live as they're showing things going on. It was just, it was terrifying. And I think when the second one came in was when I realized, whoa, this is serious, and this is, you know, not something to joke about, whatever. You know, you're in sixth grade, you just don't get it. But anyway, man, it's something that you'll never forget. And hopefully nothing like that ever happens again. That's something that stands out in your mind like that. But it was truly horrific, and may those souls rest in peace. But we just want to say our peace on that. But anyway, I don't know how we go from that to talking about our subject, but you know, we do have a purpose for this today, and we really want to get into it. I think it's really good subject material, and I think that maybe it'll help shed some light on your relationship with your agent, whether it's us or whether it's someone else, whether you choose to work with an advisor or an agent or whatever your situation is. It's just some things that we've had in our experience that we've run into that, man, it seems like there's some kind of miscommunication here. So we just want to shed some light.
My first one is, insurance isn't one size fits all. Okay, and what I mean by that is you can't just generically put every single person on the same plan, because everybody's got different needs, financial goals, resources. So an insurance agent really needs to be stepping back and looking at the whole picture to really put a plan in place for each individual situation. So that, to me, is very important, and something, if somebody is just blanket putting people on plans and every single person's on the exact same plan, and that it doesn't always work out for the best of the clients in that situation. So that was my first thing I would wish everybody knew.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think one thing that everybody asks is, well, what's the best plan? Mm-hmm. Or how much is this thousand coverage? Mm-hmm. Or just give me the cheapest, you know, I want the Cadillac, you know. And it's just, okay, but is that what you really need? Sure, I can write it up. Okay, if you tell me, write it up, I don't care what you say, just write it up. That's what I want, okay? You know, I guess we'll do that if that's, you know, what we need to do, but everybody's a little bit different. I completely agree with that one. Certainly, I thought that was a good one. My first one would be, you know, just be honest with whoever you're dealing with. If you, for example, if we're talking and you're just like, you know, we're not a good fit, I'd rather know that than spend lots of time and, you know, go through several appointments and then you decide that you're not going to do it, or you finally let me know, or we send off an application and then you cancel it after we leave, you know. Yeah. I'd just rather know. I mean, I'm not going to cry about it. I'm not going to freak out and flip your table over or something, act like a wild person. Mm-hmm. You know, just let's be honest with each other. You know, don't be afraid to tell me no. Don't be afraid to tell me your thoughts. you know, I'm not here to, you know, you need to get my insurance. We're here to help, and we're trying to help. And I bet you any agent would rather have the truth told to them from the beginning, because there are other people that need our help. And if we spend hours and hours on you and you don't even want our help, we could be helping someone else that really wants our assistance.
That is a really great point. And I would just add to that from my perspective a little bit is, like, I take people at face value what they tell me. I don't, don't lead us on and make us think you're going to do something if you're not, or, if you're, you know, just be honest enough, frank and upfront about it, and don't waste your time, but don't waste the agent's time either. So my next point is, most agents aren't trying to hurt you. The majority of insurance agents out there are trying to do a good job for their clients and trying to help and be beneficial, trying to put the client's needs first and do the right thing. So I just wanted people to know, like, the majority of insurance agents and brokers and financial planners even are not out to get you, or not out to steal your money, or not out to harm you. I just thought that that was something that people should know, because a lot of people have kind of this negative idea of insurance agents sometimes. Yeah. And I just wanted to kind of break that, because that's not what most of these people are. Most of these people are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And deserve to be able to do a good job for their clients. So I just wanted clients to know that.
Yeah, I'd say a good 95% or more of agents are just really good
human beings.
Good people. Yeah. A lot of people are in it for the right reasons, and there's that rare jerk out there that's just not.
But that happens in any industry, you know. That could be any industry.
There are a lot of good people, and a lot of people that really truly help people every single day. And so let's not punish the ones that are doing great, because there are a few.
That's good.
That aren't that great. So my second point for me will be, a good agent or advisor is never sacrificing something that's better for you in exchange for a better commission. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you think someone's a good person, trust them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we want to help you, and hopefully whoever you're dealing with is the same way. You know, sure, we get paid different things. Mm-hmm. And we do generally get a commission when we write something. And it's different for every type of product. They all have their advantages and disadvantages from an agent perspective, but hopefully we don't let that cloud our judgment in terms of actually writing you the business. But that can be a factor if your agent doesn't have character, but hopefully they're going to do what's best for you.
Yeah. And hopefully you watched last week's episode on how to spot a bad agent, so you know who's got good character.
Piece it together.
All right. So my next point would be, we cannot fix what's broken if we don't know what's broken.
Oh, that's a good one.
So what I mean is, if you're having some kind of claims issue or billing issue, or even like from the life insurance side, if you're having issues getting a death benefit paid out or something like that, we can't help you if we don't know that you need help. Mm. So you got to let your agents know what's going on. If you're having issues, if you've got a bill on your health insurance that you weren't expecting, or you've got a long-term care plan that you're trying to get going and you're having trouble with the facility or something like that. Like, an agent cannot help you with those issues if they don't know about those issues. We are generally not notified by a carrier that you've gotten a bill, or like, we don't have that information. Yeah. So unless you provide it to your agent, they don't know what's going on. Yeah. So if you need help, contact your agent and ask for help and let them know what's going on. Don't just be like, oh, they're a bad agent, they're not helping me, they don't, you know, any of those things, because they might not even know. So just contact your agent.
And this, I think, especially applies to health insurance, because it's way more interactive, it's way more possibility that you're going to have some kind of claim. Like, obviously, you're going to go to the doctor, you know, once or maybe twice a year. Yeah. You know, if you have a few health problems, you may go to the doctor several times a month. So it's one of the most used insurances. So, of course, your agent needs to be interacting, and you need to let your agent know what's going on. If you're mad at us all year, we don't know that. We have hundreds of people that rely on us, and we try to keep our eyes out. We're always looking at our books and paying attention to, did someone get a letter or something like that? But a lot of times they don't let us know until the very end.
No.
You know, if your policy is about to be gone, they're going to tell us right at the end or right after.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this client didn't pay for the last three or four months.
Yeah.
So we do our best, but you got to help us out sometimes too, because we just don't know unless we get lucky. Mm-hmm. So, my third point would be, and I know this can be scary, but I really want to encourage you, let someone know everything, okay? And I'm not talking about your sister. I'm not talking about your meemaw. I'm not talking about your uncle that you trust. I'm talking about a financial
professional, right?
Yes, an agent or advisor. Let them know what's going on. I'm not saying you just come out and tell them everything that they ever need to know, but if they ask questions, let them know, because they're not just doing it to, you know, get your information and take advantage of you.
Yeah.
It's so that we can help. Like, we may ask weird questions,
but they have a purpose.
Like, you know, tell me about your income. You know, that can be an uncomfortable question for some people, or, you know, what's your social? Well, if we don't have your social, we can't write it, you know? Or what do you keep in your bank account? You know, it's not something we just immediately ask when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
But it's still something that sometimes we need to know that if we're trying to do any kind of deeper planning, then let's write you some insurance. If we're really helping you, sometimes we have to ask those questions. And it's not because we're just nosy. It's because we're trying to be of assistance.
Yeah.
But you gotta trust whoever you're dealing with a little bit. And kind of let somebody know what's going on. Because if you have this one, let's say you have, you know, I don't know, I'm just throwing out a number for nice numbers. So say you have $500,000 in assets. Okay, you have a $300,000 retirement. You've got $50,000 in your bank account. You've got other investments that are $150,000. And you've got the value of your property and all that in addition to the $500,000. Okay? If you won't tell anyone about all of that, those are huge pieces. Each one of those are huge pieces to your financial picture. So if you're trying to ask someone for advice, you're really running into some issues.
It's hard to give good advice if you don't know
exactly
everything.
Let someone see it.
That kind of ties back into my first point of it's not all one size fits all. We've got to see what's going on to be able to find a plan that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
But my fourth point is that I wish people knew before enrolling in insurance, is if you try to do it yourself, you can make mistakes, which kind of ties back into what you were saying. Like, work with a financial professional, work with somebody who has training that knows what they're doing, because you can do all the research on the internet you want, but it is very possible and very easy to miss things, and it could be things that you're not thinking about or things that you wouldn't know to even look up or to make sure is okay, that a financial professional, insurance agent, broker, whatever title they want to use, would know. So the best way to avoid mistakes is to just work with somebody who knows what they're doing. If you want things to be smoother and less of a concern, then just work with somebody. Don't try to do everything yourself, because I would say a third of the clients that come in to see me are people who are a referral off of a friend, because they went in and tried to do something and they got messed up. And now I've got to fix, you know, this scenario as best as I can. And sometimes we can fix it and sometimes we can't. But that would be my fourth thing.
Yeah, very, very good point. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to add to that one. That was really good. Well said. My fourth point will be, you know, 8 overall, 8 out of 10. We're almost there. When I challenge you on something, it's because I'm trying to help. Okay, I'm not just gonna put my foot down on something. And I'll give you an example. Okay, this was on health insurance. I had a guy that had a Medicare supplement that was $500 a month, and I had an alternative that would guarantee that he would not pay any more than what would equate to $300 a month. So I knew that I was going to save him about $2,000. Okay? $2,400 if you do the exact math. Okay? That's a lot of money. And he was kind of like, well, yeah, but I know that I'm not going to pay any more with this. And I'm just saying, you know, you will pay more with what you currently have than this. There may be a few hassles, but I kind of fought him on it a little bit. He ended up, long story short, he ended up doing it, and then he came back the next year and tried to convince his wife to do the same thing because he loved it so much.
Yeah.
So there was a reason that I did it. I saved him a couple $1,000s.
And he loved it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fight you if I agree with you, but sometimes there's something behind it besides just, I need to get this sale. I'm trying to help you out.
It's the professional experience that we are seeing something that you're not seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. So my fifth point would be, it doesn't cost any more to utilize an insurance agent.
That's good.
Your premiums are set at what they're set through the insurance carrier. Our commissions that we're paid are built into that premium whether you use it or not. So you're actually getting a better value if you use an insurance agent than if you don't. You're actually utilizing your plan to the best of your ability and getting the most for your money. You also get that professional experience along with it.
That's right.
But you do not pay us for our services. We're paid by the insurance carriers.
That's right.
And maybe we can do an episode later on about how we're paid and
I think
all
that would be
that.
Really helpful. Because I think a lot of people just don't have any idea.
Yeah. But that was my fifth point that I wanted people to know is you don't pay us to do what we do. We do our services. We help you. We work with you to bridge that gap between you and the insurance carriers. But you're not paying for our services.
Yeah, and really great. That's really, I like that one a lot. Yeah,
thank you.
My last point, and I hope it's a good one. I don't know. But I will sacrifice a sale to do the right thing every single time.
Yes.
And I will take the time to be sure you get it right.
Yes.
Or that we get it right. Mm-hmm. I don't know if every agent, whatever, would say this, but I've had some long appointments.
Yes, you have.
And it's because that I want to do it right. And if we get something that needs to be fixed, even if it, like there was somebody that I sat in an appointment for like 4 hours, and it was like, man, I really don't know if I'm going to get anything out of this or not in terms of income. You know,
because we're feeling like family.
We spend our time trying to help people, and you know, sometimes it doesn't work out or whatever. So our time is valuable. There's time that we spend and whatever, but I'm willing to do that. I seriously set out every day, and I know Stephanie does too.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have an appointment, we're going to try to do the best that we can for that person in that moment.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter if it's more of a hassle or if we've got to call something that we don't really have to, you know, let's get it done and help you out. And that's how we try to operate. And hopefully a good agent's going to do that for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that kind of wraps up our 10 points. Hopefully that gives you a little bit to chew on. We have some wise words for you. Wise words of the day in honor of Willie T. but anyway, this is from someone named Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
I was playing around. But anyway, just hear me out on this. All right. Listening is often the only thing needed to help someone. I just want to encourage you to be considerate of the people that you deal with, to just listen sometimes. And
that's good.
Certainly, my wife would probably agree that I need to listen more.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance. I'm sorry in the past. I'm just sorry. But anyway, yeah, listen to each other and be nice to each other. There's too much stuff going on in this world. Life is short. Love one another.
If you don't have somebody that listens to you, find somebody that will listen to you, that you have somebody that you can confide in and talk to, talk about things with and stuff. Because it is important to have that outlet.
Yeah. So that kind of wraps up what we're doing today. We hope y'all are doing well, truly. We care about each and every one of you, whether it's a few of you or a bunch of you. We really appreciate it. Be sure that you follow us and like us, watch our stuff, share some things. You know, it would make a huge difference if you would do that on any social media, but if you did it on all social media, it makes a big difference and it helps a lot of people see it. Maybe somebody needs to see it. At SafeguardKY, at SafeguardKYINS, www.safeguardky.com, phone number 270-904-6070. Next week, do we have a specific episode picked out?
Well, we could do, I have two that I was considering. One would be, we could go ahead and start the conversation about commissions.
Okay.
And the second one is, I want to do a deep dive into all the commercials that are ramping up for AEP, the annual enrollment period that's about to start for Medicare.
Yeah, why don't we talk Medicare? We'll talk some Medicare health insurance stuff next week. All right. But God bless y'all. Take care. Like, follow, subscribe. Yeah. And we'll see you around. God bless.
See you next week.
Bye.